live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, meet the people behind the fresh idea that is the Lemonade Stand, a new downtown Davenport restaurant helping others get their start. We're getting to know our adoptable furry friends of the week while previewing an upcoming car show hosted by It Takes a Village Animal Rescue. And later, the Red Barn is here with a look at what's new inside the shop, as well as a preview of some fun upcoming events, including a Mother's Day promotion you won't want to miss.
QC, that's where we work best when we're together. QC, that's where is brought to you by a partnership with the Quad Cities Chamber and Visit Quad Cities.
And thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier. Kyle is off. Today, April 8th, marks the first day of QC Restaurant Week, and helping us kick things off is the Crane and Pelican Cafe. Joining us from the Crane and Pelican is Mandy Harvey. Mandy, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
It's a pleasure for us as well. It smells amazing in here. We've got some good stuff coming up for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
So Crane and Pelican is kind of self-described as comfort food made from scratch. So tell us a little bit about the restaurant itself.
Sure. We're located in 1851 River Pilot Mansion, so it's a really neat, historic, old building. So that makes a great first impression when
yes.
you walk in. And then we make all our food from scratch. I've got a second-to-none chef, Gina Allen. She takes all the credit for the food, deservedly so. She works really hard and makes it all from scratch, and it's just delicious. A lot of family recipes and really good food.
I think a lot of times, you know, we have all those Facebook groups now where people are asking, where should I go? Where's a great place to go have dinner or have lunch? And the Crane and Pelican Cafe gets mentioned a lot.
Yeah, I've got we've been open since 2009, so we have developed quite a following, and we love being in LeClaire, Iowa. It's such a beautiful place. You can come shop and stay in our Airbnbs and have the whole tourist experience right here in the Quad Cities.
You're so right. We're very, very lucky to have LeClaire so close by.
Yeah.
So today, talk about what you're creating here. It smells amazing.
Thank you.
If I have not said that already.
Thank you. Well, this really is my mom's recipe for meatloaf.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been making this since 2009, and it has a following of its own. We just put it on our menu. We just launched a new spring-summer menu, so we're serving it as meatloaf sliders right now.
That's
So for restaurant week, we're going to serve you three of these with a handcrafted side for just $10. So it's a really good deal.
That is a really good deal.
Yeah, it will fill your belly. I promise you will not leave my restaurant hungry if you come have a meatloaf slider. So I was going to put one together for you.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we got them hot and sizzling, ready to come off the griddle here, which is how we make them at the restaurant. We got a real griddle, not this little portable one. So we put them on a little slider bun. I'm going to add some fresh arugula.
Yum.
Do you like arugula?
I do.
It's so delicious. It's like a peppery green. And we're going to put that top on. Now, smeared on the top here, we've got my chef's tomato jam.
Yum.
So that is also made from scratch. We bring in whole cases of tomatoes, and chef makes them into this jam. And so we also sell the jam in little jars in our entryway. So
like a great gift idea.
Absolutely. If you're a jam fan.
Yeah, of course.
Come
especially
check
for
it
somebody
out.
Who's a big fan of the Crane and Pelican. Like, what a cute idea for them.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Restaurant Week itself. This promotion, I believe, has been going on for about 12 years, including this year. It seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about what a benefit it is to, you know, have this partnership through Visit Quad Cities and the different chambers to just shed some light on the service industry and all the great restaurants we have.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity for people to go out and try all the different restaurants. We've been doing it in spring. It kind of seems to get pushed further and further towards summer, which has been a good thing. I think a lot of the restaurants run specials, and if you go to their website for the Quad City Restaurant Week, you can find out what every restaurant is doing.
Yes.
So that's really great for everybody in the Quad Cities.
Yeah, they have a really good interactive website for people to be able to tell what's happening. You can search by restaurant. It's just really cool, and we're going to show that to folks at the end of the segment. One thing that they're doing that's cool is surprise a server during Restaurant Week. Is that something that you're familiar with?
I have. My server won one of the best servers in the Quad Cities. cities a couple of years ago. Autumn Skelton has been with me for, gosh, about 6 years now, and he is one of the best servers, hands down. If you have eaten out in the Quad Cities, you've probably had Autumn wait on you at some point.
I love that, because it's great to just kind of shine some light, you know, a spotlight, if you will, on these folks that make that dining experience complete. Obviously, there's so much that comes down to the food itself, the space, the ambiance, but the person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my restaurant, we all really love what we do.
Yeah.
We love taking care of people. We love taking care of all of the details so that you don't have to worry about anything and just kind of pampering people. And you know, for those of us that have been doing it as long as Autumn and I have, it's really nice to get that level of recognition.
That feedback.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
Okay, I want you to talk to me a little bit about, you said you're launching a new spring-summer menu. Yeah. I'm also going to take a bite of this.
Oh, please do.
Because I can't wait to try it. So tell us about your menu and kind of what people can look for changes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We just launched it this last week, and so we like we're talking about here, we just put these meatloaf sliders on the menu. We're serving a really delicious pan-fried pork chop with a rosemary brown butter sauce on top. That will curl your toes. It's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, there's several really good dishes. We're serving two steaks with a cognac cream sauce, green peppercorn. So good. There's just a ton of lavender lemon cake for dessert.
Yum.
We brought that back. So
oh my gosh. So is that
really
like
delicious.
A favorite?
It is.
Okay.
It is. That cake's got a following of its own.
Yeah. So. Well, you guys do a lot of really great stuff. And before we run out of time with you, we want to remind people as well, this isn't an historic place. There's catering. You can host events there as well. So that's something that you can check out. You guys have paint nights that you host, and there's actually one coming up this week.
There is. We've kind of subcontracted with a paint company, and you can see links to that on my Facebook page.
Perfect.
And there are still some spots
available
for that.
Those do fill up really fast, but you guys, you know, host them periodically. So if you don't get into this one, also Mother's Day Brunch Buffet is coming up on Mother's Day.
It sure is. And that is a great deal.
Yeah.
Chef is adding our slow roasted beef brisket to our normal buffet. And it's great. And it's going to, you know, call now before we fill up because you don't want your mom to be disappointed.
It is a spot that people definitely think of for those special occasions.
Yeah,
so I would
absolutely.
Imagine it fills up fast.
Yeah.
And finally, just this past weekend, you guys held one of your drag brunches.
Oh my gosh.
Those are gaining in popularity.
So fun. It's really a great time. It just gives you a good feeling. It's like you get this great brunch and then you get this awesome show afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It's just nothing but positive, good energy.
Positive energy. That's what we need.
That is
absolutely,
what we need.
Absolutely, Mandy.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the QC restaurant website that we were talking to you about. You can find all the information you want about the Crane and Pelican Cafe, as well as dozens of other businesses offering promotions, special menus, qcrestaurantweek.com. There's also an interactive map you can check out depending on where you're going to be, which of the Quad Cities. And here's the info on the Crane and Pelican Cafe. It is located at 127 2nd Street South in LeClaire. Reservations always appreciated, of course. They will take walk-ins if they can. We've got the phone number on your screen, as well as the website. CraneandPelican.com. Mandy, thank you so much. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm a Crane and Pelican believer, sure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, up next on QCL, we're going to meet some adoptable four-legged friends of the week and learn more about a special event coming up benefiting It Takes a Village Animal Rescue. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
It Takes a Village Animal Rescue is a nonprofit organization with some fun events planned for this spring. And joining us with those details is Megan and Griffin Keeler. And you guys brought some adorable friends with you. First of all, welcome, Griffin and Megan.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we love having you guys in the studio. You bring just the cutest adoptable pets. So talk about who we have here.
Okay, this little short, stubby-legged boy is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
He is believed to be a mix of corgi and husky.
He's so
he's
cute.
He's full of energy, and he's the rotten one, but he's a sweetheart.
Rotten and lovable.
Yeah, that's right. And then this blonde guy over here is Heath, like Heath Bar. He is maybe a yellow lab retriever. We don't really know what mix, but both of these babies are just about 14 weeks. Wow. So they're pretty young, but they're going to be good-sized dogs.
They are so cute. They're so sweet. Obviously, we've got a high-energy guy here, but he is adorable. So we're going to hear him speak to us, I'm assuming, throughout the rest of the interview today. Last time you were here, you guys told us about a really unfortunate outbreak at the facility, at the shelter, a distemper outbreak. Talk to me about what distemper is, why this is such a big deal, why it had such an impact.
So distemper is a very preventable disease. It's not one that we see much in our area, but the southern states still have, they get positive distemper cases fairly frequently.
Okay.
We do a lot of work with southern shelters to try to save dogs from euthanasia due to space down there. So we ended up with a litter of pups that came in, visibly healthy.
Yes.
But within a few weeks, they had broken with distemper, and we didn't know until it had spread throughout our holding facility. We've got three different units at our shelter. We've got the area where public dogs are ready for adoption, the holding area for new dogs that come in, and then a quarantine area that isolates any dogs that are sick or in need of being separated from the rest of the shelter.
Yeah, it had a really big impact on you guys, not only because you know some dogs got very sick, you guys unfortunately lost some animals due to this outbreak. It's also very expensive.
Exactly. We were basically hemorrhaging funds during this time.
Yeah.
We had to have all hands on deck, but we couldn't have any of our revenue generating endeavors going at that time. So our clinic was closed, adoptions were frozen, we didn't have our training sessions happening in the building. So there was no revenue coming in and an exponential amount of money going out on payroll, on treatments, on testing constantly.
Yeah. So what's really terrible about all of this is you guys recently had a donation drive, which, obviously people came out, they were generous, they tried to help, but you guys are still in need of some more assistance because you're worried about losing the facility, you're worried about losing the shelter.
Yep, at this point that's a real possibility that we will not be able to keep our shelter facility. We would continue as a foster-based rescue, but I mean the difference, the first year we operated exclusively as a foster-based rescue and we were able to adopt out about 200 animals into forever homes.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great number, especially for first year organization, but last year with a full shelter facility, that number was almost 700.
Yeah, I did read that. I mean, the impact that you're able to make with a full service facility is truly amazing. So there are some more opportunities, of course, for folks to help you out. First of all, they can just make a donation if they are touched by your story and want to help out. But you guys are also hosting an upcoming car show.
Yes.
Tell us about that. This is not the first year you've done it.
No, this is our third.
Okay.
So this is the third year we've had our Village Car Show, and that event funds our TNR program. And TNR means Trap, Neuter, Release. And that's the program that we came up with to address the community and feral cat population.
Okay.
That the numbers here in all of Eastern Iowa, it's staggering. Like, it's a crisis. There are far more cats than what we have homes or spaces and shelters. So we have volunteers that trap them. Then we take them in, we get them fixed, we get them vaccinated. And that way they're healthy cats not contributing to the population
problem,
crisis
right?
anymore.
Because you know what? We've heard from multiple shelters that it's about to be kitten season if it hasn't started already. So, we expect those numbers to continue to skyrocket. So that is going to be a huge benefit. Here's the information for the annual car show for It Takes a Village Animal Rescue and Resources. Saturday, May 11th, so the day before Mother's Day, from 10 a.m. to 3, you can bring out your classic cars, hot rods, sports cars, trucks, motorcycles. What did you guys say? If it has wheels?
We want to see it.
You want to see it. Bring it out there. Admission there, $15 on your screen. And of course, you just heard all about what your support will be benefiting there at the shelter. And if you want to adopt these adorable pups, Heath or Buzz, hi, buddy. You want to contact It Takes a Village Animal Rescue and Resources. They're located in Muscatine on Grandview Avenue. You can follow them on Facebook or you can check out their website, ittakesavillage.dog. Megan and Griffin, you guys have been handling these pups perfectly this entire time. Thank you so much for being here and honestly, good luck with everything.
So
thank you. Well, coming up next on Quad Cities Live, you may have seen a few pop up in your neighborhood. Learn more about metal roofing with affordable metal manufacturing.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it's easy to take the roof over our heads for granted until a storm blows through or it starts leaking. That's why we bring in the experts. Sammy Barger with Affordable Metal Manufacturing is here. Sammy, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Bring in the knowledge. So your company focuses on metal roofing.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about Affordable Metal, because it's been around since 2008.
Yeah, so Russ Miller started Affordable Metal in 2008 because he's seen a need for steel roofing and how it's getting more popular. It's the way of the future. Mm-hmm. So, and in about 2012, we moved from Kelowna, which is where it was started, to Muscatine, Iowa now.
Okay, so in that time, would you say that you have noticed more people opting for investing in metal roofs?
Yeah, definitely. The construction field has been growing more and getting more into it. Insurance companies like it a lot more because it's more durable, it lasts longer.
Okay.
It's got a lot of attributes to it that regular asphalt shingles just don't have, you know.
Yeah.
So it's got a good impact rating. The insurance companies love it because it withstands the hard storms that we've been having lately.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. I think I had to get my roof repaired twice in a year or something like that. So yeah,
sure.
I know people are looking to, you know, not have to do that. Are you seeing it more on commercial buildings, or are you really seeing a lot more on residential areas or new builds and things like that?
More on residential. Well, we do it a lot on commercial and residential.
Okay.
It seems to be growing more in the residential side just because insurance companies are getting tired of replacing the asphalt.
That's huge.
You know, asphalt shingles maybe last 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. A steel roof's a lifetime roof. It lasts forever.
Really? Okay. So let's talk about what else makes a metal roof different. You just said long lasting. So we're talking 40, 70 years.
Yeah. So just our Smart Rib alone has a 40-year paint warranty and a 20-year steel warranty. That's 60 years.
Wow.
So, and that's our Smart Rib Plus, but our standing seam metal, I have an actual demo that I take to home shows and such, and I drive it down on the back of a open trailer going 85, and it never loses a piece of steel.
Really?
Yeah, and with brute force winds that we have, the driving winds that we have today, it's
derechos.
Yes.
Things of that nature.
Yep.
They're pretty energy efficient as well.
Yes, the solar radiant index on a steel roof is twice what you get out of an asphalt roof.
Okay.
So the pigments in the paint actually have a reflective value to it. So it cools off faster, and it reflects heat a lot better than asphalt.
Wow, okay. So protects your home, obviously, from hail and other types of weather, which a roof, we typically hope that it does. They're also more fire resistant, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at asphalt, it's created out of petroleum.
Sure.
So when it catches fire, it stays
catches.
Lit. Yeah. Steel does not catch fire. So it is very fire resistant.
Okay.
And stands up against a lot of heat, so.
And you say minimal maintenance. I mean, the way you've described it sounds like almost none.
Yeah, pretty much none. I mean, you can wash it down with a hose.
Okay. So I think, talk to us a little bit more about why we wouldn't all be getting this. Obviously, they're going to cost you a little bit more.
Depending on the project, they'll cost you a little bit more. But when you look at it in the long run, are you going to put three roofs on or are you going to put one roof on?
Sure.
When you get done putting three roofs on, it's going to cost you more. And I don't know about you, but I like having something above my head that I know is going to last and protect my home a lot better.
Yeah.
So it's a better investment in the long run.
In the long run, absolutely. Okay, so you have a new package that you're launching right now.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what that is.
So we partnered up with Concrete Pier Systems out of Hunwell, Missouri. And it's a no posts in the ground pole barn package.
Oh.
And so the benefits to this, they've come to find out in 20 years that posts are rotting in the ground.
Okay.
And I talked to plenty of insurance people, and they have all told me that one of the main calls they get is from farmers coming and talking to them about, do they insure the post that's rotten in the ground? And believe it or not, they don't. It's just wear and tear. So our concrete pier system here does not do that. It's done on a concrete pier with brute force steel brackets that wet set into the concrete.
Okay.
And then the posts are set right into the wet set bracket.
Okay, and that's what we're seeing right here. So can you show us a little bit about what you were just describing?
So these are the brute force brackets. They actually just clip right in.
Oh wow.
To the side of the board. And they're actually set into the concrete while it's wet, and they can level these brackets up. So it's all done with Southern Yellow Pine construction. The top of the poles are saddled like this for your rafters, and then this bottom board is called a wear deck board. It's actually a structural board, and unlike traditional pole buildings, they have treated lumber at the bottom. Well, when they got rid of all the bad stuff in that lumber, it made it inferior.
Okay.
So this board down here is a lifetime warranted board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it never rots, never goes away.
Amazing. So that's something that you guys are offering right now. So what can people do? I mean, how do they get a hold of you? Do they need to get an estimate with you?
Yeah, so all they got to do is call us up at Affordable Metal Manufacturing. And they can give me the size of any type of building they want, and I can put the package together for them, and I can have a building on their ground in 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, fabulous. Now, before we let you go and we show off, you know, how to get a hold of you, we also have a lot of people, when they think of metal roofs, they think they're going to be loud. So is that a myth?
That is. I mean, a lot of people think that because they go into a pole barn that's got nothing to protect. Break the sound. Well, when you're in a house, you have
furniture.
A roof. Not even furniture, you have a roof with drywall, you have insulation above that, and then you have decking on it, so you do not hear it.
It's a non-issue.
Yeah, it's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue. Okay, we had to ask, right? We know people were thinking it.
Sure.
Okay, so if you want a free estimate, you can call Affordable Metal Manufacturing. It is 563-264-8212. As you can see, they also have a really great informative website. That is affordablemetalmfg.com. Sammy, thank you so much for being here
and
talking to a girl who knows nothing about roofing. I feel like I understand now. So you did a great job.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Well, there is a brand new business on 2nd Street in downtown Davenport offering freshly squeezed drinks, a Bayou-influenced cuisine, and a special mission. Here with the details on the lemonade stand is the owner, Yasmin Morales, and executive chef, Jason Stewart, or Chef Stu. Both of you, welcome, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course. There's already been so much buzz about the lemonade stand. People are so excited about it. And Yasmin, you guys officially have your grand opening coming up.
Yeah, this Saturday. And we have a Quad City Storm playoff party on the Friday beforehand. So we've got a really, really busy week, and Hobnosh for the Quad City Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. So lots of fun events this week.
Yeah, super exciting stuff. Talk a little bit, Yasmin, about what's behind the name, the lemonade stand.
So it started off as sort of like a funny thing, because all entrepreneurs begin with their own lemonade stand, and the name just stuck. And so we figured if we were calling ourselves the lemonade stand, we'd have to have some really good lemonade. There'd have to be a little bit more to the name. So we have all of our signature handcrafted lemonades that are all freshly squeezed and made in-house at the lemonade stand.
And is that what you have here in front of you?
Yeah, so I did not bring our classic lemonade, but I brought our blue raspberry, green apple. Both of them have been incredibly popular. Our tropical and our hibiscus tea. You're more than welcome to try any of them.
Awesome.
And then I brought our lemonade flight board, so you can have different flights of lemonade.
People can try them all.
Yep, exactly.
That's delightful. I think I have a hibiscus, or is this a tropical?
This one's tropical.
That is delicious. Okay, so Chef Stu, you're the executive chef there at the lemonade stand. So talk a little bit about what you've got going right now in front of you.
So this is actually one of my recipes from back in the day. And it's been around the Quad Cities from time to time. It showed up at some of the Cajun cook-offs.
Yes.
And so I always wanted to be able to share that with the Quad Cities on a regular basis. And it's our chicken and sausage etouffee here at the lemonade stand. Got in this dish right now, I've got the sausages going. And that's a mild sausage for this dish.
Okay.
We put just mild things in on the front side. And then if you want things spicy, we can spice things up very nicely. But it's well seasoned, and we make all our own seasoning. So this is our what we call green Creole seasoning.
Yum.
We have a red Cajun. That one's definitely spicier. And then we try to stay as classical as possible.
Yeah.
The idea is to keep the recipes simple enough that the interns can make them all from scratch. My first intern here, Yasmin, has successfully navigated the school of Chef Stew.
I love it.
She can make everything with her own two hands every day.
I love that, Yasmin. That's amazing. Okay, and that kind of takes us into, I guess, the second part of, you know, this business, the lemonade stand, is that entrepreneurial spirit. So you just talked about that you were his intern. Now you own the place. What's the mission with that? You're getting some students in the doors.
Yeah, our mission is retaining and developing talent for the Quad City region. So our hope and what we've been seeing is any motivated individual can apply. But we started off with EICC's culinary students. We opened the door to Augustana and St. Ambrose business students. Some nutrition majors have reached out as well. Really? And the ProStart program at the Davenport Central Schools, Janae Cross has been an excellent partner in this as well. And we've gotten the students in and we figured out what is their focus, whether it's owning a small business themselves or simply building their resume, figuring out certain skill sets that they want to learn on. I know it's very, very difficult. We did Zeeks together for such a long time, yep. And we understood it's kind of hard to get people in the door if they don't have experience. It's a risk on both sides of the company and the students. So we wanted to provide an area, an environment, a culture that allows for that margin and allows for that patience and give these students a sense of, hey, if you want to take on this responsibility, and we'll be right here alongside you
to help you
figure out whatever it is that you want to do and then funnel that talent back into the community.
Oh, that's truly amazing, giving these folks an opportunity. Chef, talk a little bit about, you know, the experience that something like this can offer them that they won't necessarily get in that classroom setting.
It's actually coming alongside is what we intentionally did. The reason why we chose the Bayou Barbecue is because there's so many classical cooking techniques used in Cajun and food from the South. So it's going to mirror what they're learning in class, but they're just going to have an opportunity to actually do it with their hands every day. Stuff that's in the books that maybe, you know, other kitchens are doing, you know, pieces of, but we're intentionally laying it out that they can do the same, making sauces from scratch, seasonings from scratch, everything cut by hand.
That's amazing, amazing. Okay, so before we run out of time with you, we've got the information about the Lemonade Stand restaurant on the screen, but I want you to tell people what you told me this right here in the middle of the table is, this dish right here. It has something to do with mac and cheese, right?
So this is our macaroni and cheese waffles. We actually take macaroni and cheese and make waffles out of it.
I love it.
Yeah, and then it's smothered with our Creole Joe. It's a Creole version of Sloppy Joe. We make in-house fresh ground pork and our own sauces.
Okay.
And it seems to have taken on a personality of its own. We tried it as a feature once and got some great reviews.
I'm really excited.
Let's do it.
Yeah, can't go wrong with mac and cheese, especially. I know you guys do a good mac and cheese, macaroni salad, the whole thing. Okay, so we got that information on the screen, the Lemonade Stand, located there in downtown Davenport on 2nd Street. They've got a website that you can follow. You can also follow them on Facebook, the Lemonade Stand Restaurant, for any updates on upcoming events or openings and things like that. Yasmin, Chef Stew, thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations. Very exciting.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to eat this.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
This weekend, 150 artists, makers, and crafters are gathering at the Bend Expo in East Moline, and of course you're invited. One of the vendors is the Red Barn, and owner Ashley Marshall is here. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Yes, we're always happy to have you. You have such beautiful items, and you're gearing up for Made Market, which is coming up at the Bend Expo this weekend.
That's correct. Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the event. You've been part of it in the past, correct?
That's correct. So it's usually at the Bend Expo Center in East Moline, and it's a two-day event, Friday and Saturday, and there'll be trailers, all kinds of makers, food.
Yeah.
I'll have my trailer there, and we'll have permanent jewelry, and our custom hat bar will also be popping up.
I absolutely love it. Okay, so the permanent jewelry, is that what we're seeing on the table directly?
So
in
that's
front of
right
us
here.
Okay.
We have lots more coming that we'll have in time for this weekend, but you can add charms. We have gold-filled and sterling silver chains. It's kind of where, so it's permanent, but you can always take it off if you choose to.
It really is becoming such a popular thing to do.
It is.
It's like wildfire. I mean, people are loving it.
Yeah, people absolutely love it. I have tons of bracelets on myself.
That's beautiful.
It's so much fun. And, you know, some people forget to put on jewelry when they go out the door and they're like, shoot. So now you don't forget.
You don't forget. You don't have to worry about it at all. So we've got those different options there on the screen. So that the custom hat bar.
I love it.
This is my favorite thing.
So we have wool hats here, which... So wool hats are the hats that can be branded or burned or...
Okay.
The felt hats are right here in front of you.
Okay.
Those are kind of like... They're kind of like plastic. So if you burn them, it'll melt. It won't be like this brown, beautiful looking... But it still can be done, just not as beautiful, but still can be done. It's just so much fun, and every hat is unique and a work of art, and...
You can make it exactly how you want it, so talk about the different things that you've done on yours.
So this is mine, and I feel like I'm always adding to it. I got a little denim band, some little cactus charms going on here. The suede ribbon is one of my favorite things to do. Stitching, you can stitch a hat, which I kind of got some over here.
I
always love stitching. It's a lot of grunt work, but it always looks really good. There's a hat up front that has some of it too, but
there's all kinds Ashley Marshall's actual hat, and it is so beautiful. And so this is the type of thing that folks can do at this event. I see you kind of got it all laid out here. You've got the feathers,
some brands. There's all kinds of different brands.
This is going to be, like, got to be taken off. Have you done this before at events?
I did it at one event in December, and it was hopping. It was fun. People can do it in Geneseo at the store, of course.
They can? Okay. Yeah. You have a couple of designated days where it's, like, a good time for them to come and do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, perfect. So before we run out of time with you, though, we've got Mother's Day coming up. We've got Dad's Day eventually coming up. A reminder that you guys actually sell menswear and some children's stuff there.
Yeah, that's right. We have men's, we carry Ariat and Wrangler clothing for men's, kids, women, also dogs.
Yes, of course.
Speaking of puppies earlier. But yeah, Father's Day come in. We'll have men's hats eventually that guys can dress up if they want as well. I've actually had guys do permanent bracelets as well.
Absolutely. Why not? And then, of course, as we mentioned, Mother's Day, you guys are going to be doing a really cool Mother's Day event the day before Mother's Day on May 11th at the Red Barn. So this is just a great opportunity to spoil mom.
Yes, you have to spoil mom. She's the best.
Yeah. Moms are the best.
And Darby should spoil you.
She sure should. We're going to let her know.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got those upcoming events on your screen. Of course, the closest one is the Made Market at the Bend Expo in East Moline. Again, it is this Friday and this Saturday. The Mother's Day event is at the Red Barn, which is located in downtown Geneseo, Illinois. And so that's going to be a really great thing to mark on your calendar from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ashley, as always, thank you so much for coming in here, and I hope people go and take advantage of this awesome idea.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And thank you so much for watching. Your local news at 4 is coming up next.